There we go. Y'all good?
I'm good, but I'm getting better.
Man, I need
a little dirty clizzle. Man, is a clizzle. Clizzle make fizzle. What's happening, bro?
Man, fucking, you know, the same old shit. I actually got a really good, job today up here. I was looking into doing some extra
pimping?
Work.
You pimping still? Someone told me you were pimping.
I'm joking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you fine, man. Yeah, I think I just got a job here, a real good paying job, being an executive chef in this kitchen. So, yeah, just chilling on that, man, chilling on some good news.
You're not cooking pies, are you? Hey, that's such a harsh stereotype, right?
Yeah, some white only pies.
Yeah. Some scrape everything, save everything. No, all right.
They at me trying out doing this fucking catering spot up here, man. These people at me doing some shit. I just walked up out that joint. I ain't even lying. I straight up walked up out that bitch. You know, I walked up out that bitch, but I was like, I came too far to be doing some shit like this or to be even asking somebody why I'm doing some shit like this.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Some serious shit. I think at some points, man, you just got to put a certain value on yourself. You know what I mean? And realize that you ain't just going to be doing some little shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't going to waste my time doing some shit you have a kid doing. You know what I mean? That's some demeaning shit. You know what I mean? I didn't come from
You got to humble yourself, though, bro, on the reals. I'm joking. I'm just fucking
Humble yourself is one thing. Dumbing yourself down is fucking stupid.
Amen.
It's kitchen shit. You know, it's kitchen shit, man. So, you know what I mean? It was just little shit that I felt like a dishwasher. You know, they'd be better off passing it over to a dishwasher. And my skills would be better served somewhere else. So
Don't worry, you're appreciated.
Yeah, you know, it worked out like that. You know what I mean? I got a fucking job, best paying job ever had. And that's what's up. You know what I mean? Ain't going to interfere on shit else I'm doing. So what's been going on with you, man?
No alcohol and no street drugs, no hard drugs.
That's good.
Dad life. Good son life. Being a good son and a good father. That's about it.
Yeah. That's it's a great feeling, right?
Yeah. The whole journey I've been on, that shit. I do wish it on my worst enemies, but whatever, fuck it. I'm not even fully well. You know what I'm saying? I'm a work, and keep going in progress. So, you know. I'm just, you know, things happen definitely for a reason, and sometimes like you have to get to the point where like everyone turns their back on you. And you really have to swim on your own. And then it's like war. The most unlikely ally will, you know, pop out. Like, or not even unlikely, just sometimes you're overlooking that player in the game and everybody's injured and then they, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, sir.
That type of scenario. That's how I feel like just since February, Jim took me under his wing or like I was sticking to him like white on rice. And, you know, I didn't bum him out. So now I just start seeing, just by being around somebody who's on top of their game and really about what they're about, you know, it was a real big change, especially even in trying to do like what I was been doing and trying to do, you know, do graphics and make a living off of doing graphics and art. It's hard, you know? And you get jaded, you get upset, you get disgruntled. So, but now I'm stoked.
And you know what, to add to that, man, I was talking to someone today, and as fucked up as it is, And the funny of it is, it's true. You know, because I was speaking, I saw your boards that you did with James, which is, congratulations. That's dope, man. That's really
dope. Yeah, thank you. You
know, and as you say about Jim and them, you know, I think a lot of people want to take what it's sort of like my situation. It's like they just want to keep focusing on the shit they did instead of shit they're doing. You know, and like, and I just added on to what I was saying. I was just joking. And I was like, yo, you know, it's really funny and fucked up. But I was like, Baker's the only cat that's really fucking with a lot of black folks like that.
It's WCRP.
Look at Jim. Jim had Leandre. He had Shredmaster. And like, he just tries to help people that he believes in. That's what I see him firsthand. Like, I'm ready to go to blows with anybody, like, physically, definitely. Like, you know, like, that's the only way. Because, like, talking, like, I got a bachelor's degree from Cal State Long Beach. My dad was an English and French professor. I could tell you in both languages and talk. But talking is just, like a lot of times, like, if we're not going to agree and we're going to go on about this, let's fight. And whoever wins, whoever beats whoever's up, even whether they're by the laws of mathematics or, you know, I'm totally wrong, but I beat your ass. Oh, you're right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I blame that on, I don't blame it, but I do, because charm school. Because, you know, like, I was in charm school. But I love that. Like, no talking, man. Oh, you guys got a problem, fighting out. Like,
yeah! You know, man, and it's, you know what's funny is you say that about growing up, you know, going to shit like that. I was, when I was a kid, I went to some shit called, man, I don't know what the fuck it was to this day, but it was some shit called Royal Ambassadors. And I don't know if it was like low-level Mason shit, but it was weird. It was some of the weirdest shit I ever, and like, it was weird because the shit started off like Boy Scouts. And then it went to some whole other shit. And and I was kind of young, but I didn't really get it. It was a Presbyterian church. And I just thought about, like, a lot of the royal ambassadors that came to America. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they preached a lot. And, like, they had a lot of the meetings at night and shit. And just, you know.
They were prepping you. They were prepping you. You're supposed to be in Congress right now. I'm not even joking, though. Like, all those things, or where do you think they get all these people? That are just like, or, you know, like, you might, this happens a lot, because skateboarding, we know the most random people. The most random people cross each other's paths and become deeply intertwined. You'll be like, what happened to old boy? And then you, like, look on TV and you're like, that fool's a governor? Like, that fool? Like, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is. Like, I worked for the state of California. I was a field representative for the 52nd district, Congressman Mervin M. Dimely. God bless his soul. And from Trinidad, and he came to America because he failed his exams. And in the islands, if you fail your exams, usually you go to school, you get good marks, and then you go somewhere and you get a degree and you become a doctor, a lawyer, or some, you know, high esteem job. Or you stay and you work in a factory, or you live in the rum bars dating tourists, and you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's kind of a limited scope. So he said, fuck that. Came to America, lied, said he had his high school, the exam is the equivalent to a high school diploma. He lied, said that he had that, but he, you know, he was there mentally and, you know, education-wise. It was just, he didn't have that paper. But he became one of the first black congressmen. And that's his real story. Later on, he went back to the university somewhere in Ohio that he first came to and told him the story, apologized, what can they do? They can't anything. That's a deep one, and he was a really good guy. I had a low-level job, like, but I was starting at the bottom. I just basically delivered all the fucking acknowledgments, the plaques and stuff, a schmoozer, kind of like. And also, I researched the bills because I'm a nerd. I love English history, and he liked that I really was into the bills and did my homework, you know, or did my work, actually, you know. I didn't just do what they. I'd have questions about, hey, well, you know, and all my aunts on my dad's side, Linda, Donza, Benita, Frida, and Bessie are all Eastern Stars. So people talk crap about Masons. Where my family's from, Masons is just a way to say that you come from good stock. And if anyone is familiar with the Kappas, my dad was a Kappa. My aunts are all, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up with that. When I was, when I was 15, I had to go back to Mobile, Alabama, where my family's majorly from, and be in the cotillion with my cousin. And that's ballroom dancing in front of your whole family in that neighborhood and the community. It's just like a quinceañera for Mexican people.
Cats don't know about that shit, though. You know what I mean?
No, well, like, they don't have culture. You know, America's all about breaking up the family, splintering it off into factions, you know, like disharmony, disunity.
It's WCRP.
Like, they have shows. They don't ever have shows about how families reconciled and how they went through some shit and got stronger as a family. It's always just like, we got money and we don't get along and we hate each other and we do backhanded smoker shit, but we got millions of dollars. Like, what? And all the kids, all the young kids, I want to be like that. All the, you know what I mean? Like, younger people in relationships, whether or not they realize it, they're absorbing that negative energy because it's negative.
It's and people attracted more to negative energy. You know what I mean? Like I knew that because I used to always like that used to kind of like what was kind of like my gig, my skit. Kind, you know, like is being real.
It isn't negative. But look, stop. Like, I clown. Like, I was always good at bagging and doing the dozens, and you know, like, and I say it like this: I'm honest. So if I see you, I'm gonna look at all your qualities on the board. Your good ones, your bad ones. You know, I love drawing. The first thing I learned about cartooning, you look at the features that stand out and focus on those. Because everyone has eyes, a nose, and a mouth. But if they have big ears, they got fresh. You know, like, it just goes on. So, like, a lot of that is just showing your intelligence. If you're sarcastic and cynical, you know, a lot of times it's just like, oh, you're making fun of the situation at hand. That, like, even what you, like, or I get what you're saying, but it wasn't me. Like, even the shit I said, like, I'm dead serious. Someone got a problem with my boy Jiminy? Like, come on, I'll take the fade immediately for any of those dudes. Or the whole establishment. Like I'll go UFC, like, with anybody. Like, fuck it skating, fuck it talking, fuck it running smear campaigns on the internet. Meet me in, you know me, wherever. Houghton Park, North Long Beach. I'll be in the bowl waiting.
Man, thank you.
Like, and I'm 50. I'm about to be 50. I will run that page.
Man, that's the problem with a lot of these cats are on. Like, they're just not used to that. You know what I mean? Like they're just not used to that shit. Like, a lot of people ain't with all that talking and shit. You know what I mean?
No, listen. Me and Klein used to clown people all the time. They want to kick our ass. I don't know why they didn't. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like when someone's dumb and they're like, ooh, ooh, and you just keep shutting them down till like, and then they can't catch you. I used to love cars. When I was a kid, you couldn't catch me. As long as I had a car, I knew you couldn't catch me. You couldn't hurt me. Or take a few of you. I'd be on the other side of the car talking to you, getting in your head, owning you. Like, grown up, everybody, get over here, lad. They're stumbling. Yep. Cut their shin on the rusty fender. Like, what? I used to know all that shit. Run through crazy shit like how hawks. Have you ever seen a hawk being chased by crows? It'll fly in some crazy bushes or something like stealth. All the birds just pull out, like, you know, because they don't have that fucking machinery. They got big wingspan. They're big, but they're not designed. They're not elite. They weren't chosen. You know, they a step under, not a step above.
To add to what you're saying, man, I was watching some shit with a Sadat X the other day, and he was saying just like, you know, pretty much what you're saying, like, cats, like, they ain't built like back in the day. Like, you probably couldn't even get somebody to play dodgeball right now. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh,
like,
smear the queer? Come on. we called it smear the queer, and, man, I used to get, and that's what I'm saying. You just, sometimes you get your props. Like, I wasn't the best skater, but I was a crazy black kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Taekwon quit skating. No, Taekwon kept skating and turned Ron. Like, by Ron Chapman.
It's WCRP.
I came to Long Beach in third grade. I started skating in third grade and never stopped.
Man.
Straight up.
Wait, so what year was that? 80? What year was that?
70. I was in third grade. I was born 71.
Oh, so. What, 79?
Like the end of 70s, yeah.
Wow. Damn, dude.
Susie Armstrong, my neighbor, she had a skateboard, and both of my parents were teachers, but we made the bulk of the money from motels. My parents were my dad owned motels in South Central and Watts all around. I came home from the hospital to a motel because my dad went to USC during the day and my mom worked at the phone company at night, and they didn't have any family out here. They were just students, and my mom got pregnant. And my dad wanted to abort me. That's why, like, a lot of, like, the Polar Graphic I did deals with abortion. I had a milk ad. Like, I always tripped out on that abortion. Like, or, you know what I mean? Like, nah, I don't want it. Like, you order something, and it comes anyway, you got to pay for it. Like, damn. That's kind of how I feel a lot. So that's why I never really minded, like, words or, like, you know, I understood, like, the reality of shit, and you can just tell people some shit. And if you say it enough, they're going to believe it. That's why they spend so much money advertising. It's word, yeah. Sound, power. Word, sound, skating is masonry. Word, sound, power, picture, building, imagination. That's the basis for all skateboarding activities. I'm going to do this. Hey, that'd be cool if you, hey, I saw this spot. You might think, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then that's the word, sound, power. Claiming the trick. I'm going to do it. Take the homie to the spot. You ain't going to do it. Picture building, yeah. Imagination. Then you got to visualize the trick in your head.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So skaters, yep. To me, later on, they're going to say, I think there was some dude talking about it with the brain or whatever, but I just know we use our feet as our hands. You know, our foot, eye, you know, people can't comprehend that. They're not ready for it. You know, I think, like, if you do skate, you become a mutant, even if you skate now. But you're more of a domesticated mutant. Before, we was wild packs. Now it's watered down because of think about it, there's skate parks. When I was a kid, we were running from the cops all the day, all the time, bro. Those were our number one enemy. Literally.
We were making skate parks. You know, out of the littlest, dumbest shit, too, you know? Like,
slap some shit up against something. Or whatever you saw in the magazine you were making. And the magazines were like fucking scrolls or pirate maps. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, my era,
that's
rough.
Like, you would build something. Like, you would see something in the magazine. You build something. Shit probably didn't look nothing like it. But you could train your mind to be like, yo, this is just like the
That was the chin ramp. The animal chin. We had a chin ramp. We had all types of bullshit. Like, exactly like that. We had it. I have a video that I have it converted, VHS video converted to DVD, and it's basically like a Saturday for me. And it starts where I'm the den of my dad's house. He's bombed out on the couch. And we got the reggae music blasting. And it's like, Jah Rastafari. He ain't even saying nothing about it. All the homies are around. I'm like, come in, like check it out. My dad's fucking bombed out. He went out last night. Yeah, like, I can go skate. Like, I don't have to do chores or shit. And then in the video, we all have names. Like, my name was Ronzales. Jason Lee, we called him Ja. We called him Ja. But, yeah. Like, I've been reggae since I can remember. But, yeah, we skate the Suicide Tendencies, The Cure, Run DMC. It's just a whole day. We skate a mini ramp. We skate a jump ramp. You know, it's sick. And then you can see all of our, you know, like how my camp, it was me and Jason and Richard Gisildo, Matt Marr, Adam Scalero, like a few other people. But, yeah, we skated everything, bro. We had our bolts turned up. The front truck bolts were turned up so that we could ollie. That's how we ollied high. We really couldn't ollie that high yet. But we took our bolts, our front trucks, and turned them up. And, yeah, we were kooks.
But hey, he knew we were kooks. I tell you not the one.